sometimes the heat spell could first come around on Sukkot, even when the Jews were alive also. 1980 in L.A., it was very hot, and still we stood in the Sukkah. The heavy loot tzaret, some ask questions, so what? But the mice are having tzaret, it's painful now to be in the Sukkah. And that's halacha. If you have a nice air-conditioned house, and in the Sukkah, it's mamish painful that in the normal circumstances in your own house, you would not stay in such a hot room, but you would move into the other room, you're parted from the Sukkah. The Yomar Rava Mitztaya put them in a sukkah. If you have pain by being in the sukkah because of the weather and you, normal circumstances, you would not stay there, you're put from the mitzvah. So what's the time upon the goyim? They left the sukkah. They had a right to leave the sukkah. They're put them in a mitzvah. Marin says, Nehi depota, true depota, but piutai mi mevotai. So they have a right to kick the sukkah. That no. If you leave the sukkah, you have to feel bad. I cannot do the mitzvah. It's too hot outside. Well, much when it's raining. If it's raining, you have to feel bad. I can't do the mitzvah. I'm allowed to go inside. But not to give a kick to the sukkah and say goodbye, Charlie. That's a proof that you're still a guy and you do not deserve any reward at all. You have no covet for the mitzvah. You do not deserve any reward at all. Miyad right away is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu sat down as if now he's finished with them. Umesachek alem. He started to laugh upon them. You goyim, you're still a goy. Shneimer says, Yoshei b'shemayim Yitzchak. Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting upstairs and laughing. It goes on this time when he outwitted the goyim. Amrav Yitzchak. Ein tzchoik lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu alois hayoyim. The main time that Hashem laughed was that day. Bovat. That's one shot. Some learn this Gemara, the day that Hashem left, aho, on a different occasion. Titanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Losid Lovoi, Boyim, Oivdik Chavim, Umizgayorim. Whatever Lost Lovoi means again, Mimashim Mashiach, or after that, the Goyim are going to come and want to become Jews. They're going to see how good it is to be a Jew. They're going to want to become a Jew. They're going to want to be Mizgayor. So the question is, Omi Mikablina Minayu, do we accept them to be Goyim then? Vatanya, learn the Gemara Yavamis. Ain mekablim gerim lemaisa Mashiach. The times of Mashiach is going to be too late. We're not going to accept any more gerus, because we'll say the reason why they're doing it is not lishma. They'll just see how nice it is to be a Jew. That's why they're doing it, for their own sake, not lishma. So we do not accept gerim lemaisa Mashiach. And Tiyosu about the same thing. Lekiblu gerim lemi meidavu lemi shleimai. The times of David Melech and Shleimai Melech also, they did not accept any goyim then, because it was too nice then. Ela, what happened here was, by Yemaisu Mashiach, Shenasu Gerim Gerurim. By themselves, the Goyim themselves started to do the mitzvahs. They acted as if they were a Jew, even though they were not the real Ger, they did not accept him. They themselves decided to act like a Jew. Oh, Manichin Tfilin, they put Tfilin on their heads. Oh, Tfilin B'Zeraseyim, on their arms. Tzitzis B'Bigdeyim, Mezuzah B'Vescheyim, Mezuzah Tzitzis. Now, Kivan Sharon, Melchemes Geiger Mogger, they saw the final war. Melchemes Geiger Mogger coming is Amalem. So they asked these people, the warriors, Ma Bosom, who are you coming to fight? Amalem, they say, Al Hashem Yamashicha, we're coming to fight against Hashem and against the Melech HaMashiach, we're coming to fight. We're going to make a big war. Shenemet says, Loma Rok Shugayim Lumim Yegorik. The Cholecha Menatek, so at that time, when all the Goyim here, the way the Geiger Mogger is coming to fight, right away, Menatek Mitzvah, so they take off their mitzvahs. They throw away the tefillin, the tzitzit, the mezuzahs, baruch, and they leave. Shneimer nenatkin zos mesayim. So at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev v'mesachek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting upstairs and laughing at them, you fools, like you're just about to miss all the good time, you're about to miss the Mashiach. Shneimer yoshev v'shemayim Yitzchak. And Amar Rav Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu schoik, el yoshev yoyim b'vad. That's the main day that Hashem has left at that time when the goyim lose out over the Jews. All right, stop.
Yes, please.
You are holding Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, around 15 lines down. The Gemara says, "Eini, it's not that way. That yesterday we had that the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chayik is only these one or two days, that it's happened. The fact that Goyim are lost. So the question is, Eini, it's not that way. V'yom Rav Yudom Arav, Shteimes Reishoyes Hevi Hayoyim. There are 12 hours to the day. Now, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do these 12 hours? Shalos Harishenot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev Yesek Batera. The first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns Torah. Shni is the second 3 hours, Yoshev V'danes Kol Olam Kulay. He sits down and gives a psak din, he's done to the whole world. And in the middle of those 3 hours, Kivan Shiru'u, Shenis Chayev Olam Kli, he sees where the whole world is Chayev of destruction.
is Oymed right away, he stands up, Mikisya Din, from his chair of Din, V'yoshev HaKisya Rachman. He switches over to his Kisya of Rachman, to have mercy on the world. Shalishis, the third, 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Izan Es Kol Olam Kulay. He sits and he Izan, he feeds the whole world. Mikane Reimim, at the Beit Sekanim, Kane Reim, that's a big chai, a big animal, until the smallest creature. Revi is the last 3 hours of the day, the fourth 3 hours of the day. Yoshev Masachakim Livyosan. HaKadosh Baruch himself sits and laughs with Livyosan. Shneim HaPosuk says, Livyosan Zeh Yitzat L'Sachak Bi. Boy, so you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits 3 hours every single day and laughs. So how could you say he only laughs just at 1 or 2 days? So our answer is, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Im Briyosav Masachak. With his Briyos, he laughs a lot. V'yal Briyosav Ein Masachak El Yosav Yom Avad. But what happened to the people, that year last, that one day. Oh, Malay Rav Achle Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that Miyom Shechor Rebeis Amidish and Shechok L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. After the Churban Abayis, now Hashem doesn't laugh at all. Oh, we know how do we know that the Lekis Chaykelim, if you want to tell me what the Pesach says, V'yikva Hashem Tzavokais, V'yikva Hashem Melechim Tzavokais, V'yam Hu, L'Bech L'Mitzchol HaKorchi, called that day. As he is crying, so he says, Dilma maybe Hu Yoyim, only the day of the Churban, the Sulay, not afterwards, after the time he would laugh. Elders to the Pesach says, Meshkechechi, Yishlam Tishkech, Lemini, Tikak, Lishan Achichi, Moskerechi, that if I will never forget, knows I'll never forget Yerushalayim. So Mar says, good, the Dil Mashikh, Udlek, I'll never forget Yerushalayim. I'll be schoik me week, it's possible to have some laughter though. So Mar says, true, let me hear from this Pesach. It says, Hachashesim Yolam Achrish Esapik, I'll keep quiet forever like and not to laugh. So there's the proof Hashem never laughs anymore after the Churban. So questions are solved, Revius Mayovid, what did he do now, the last 4 hours of the day? Before it says he used to laugh at Elbiyos, and what do they do now? Yeshiva Malam Tinoikas Shabbos Rabban Torah. He sits and teaches the Bnei Rabban, the Tinoikas that died early. He teaches them upstairs in Shemayim. He teaches them Torah. Shem the Pesach says, "As mi yaredayav yes mi yavin shmuah kumula mecholof atikim mishadayim." Mashma, the young ones, they are the ones that Kosh Baruch himself teaches them Torah. As the mi yaredayav the mi yavin shmuah the kumula mecholof atikim mishadayim. The young ones. Those are the Tanakh Shabbat Rabbin in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch himself teaches them Torah.
Is that the judge? I don't
know.
No. I'm not sure if it means Yeshiva Shomala, if it means Yeshiva Shomata, but the Shechin, what? The last 3 hours of the day. Mincha Gitana, the last 3 hours of the day.
What
authority? Shinam and Apostle says, Es mi yoredeya, vi es mi yovin shmua, gumulei mechol avatikim ishodayim. So mashmi, the young ones, they're going to come and learn Torah from Hashem. So more is the question, man heve, you meet me after tomorrow, umi kora now, man heve migmalhu. Before the Churban Abayis, that Hashem was busy, the last 3 hours with Levi Yosem, so who was teaching then to Tinoikas Shobais Rab and the young children? See, boys in one teretz is Mitzroin, a different malach. A malach Mitzroin, he was the one in charge of teaching the Tanoika Shabbos Rabban. So Rashi says, Gmule Mecholav, Shemesu Kashen Katanim, yes, talking about Lamala and Yeshiva Shemala, the young children that died here when they were young, when they go upstairz, so Hashem upstairz teaches them Torah. The question is, what happened before this? So one answer is, Mitzroin, this malach took care of that. It's no question, Hashem did both. Hashem was with Levi Yosef laughing, but he was also teaching the young children Torah. So now Valaila Mayovid. What does Hashem do throughout the 12 hours of the night? One answer is Mayen Yamama. The same way he does at daytime, it's just repeated, does the same thing at nighttime. He rides over on top of a kruv, a wing-like, kal shaloi vishot, and he swims through the shemayna os eser elef olamis, 18,000 different worlds that Hashem has. Shneimer the pasuk says, rechev olakim riboisayim alfei shinon, as al tikri shinon ele shinon. According to this cheshbon, will come out to be 18,000. Rashi says, Shinon, Beis Alpayim Chaserim Mirbosayim. It means the last 2,000 is not here from 20. Shainam, right, that's not here. In other words, take off 2,000 from 20,000, so you are left with 18,000.
Hashem at night time is sitting and listening to the shirois, the songs that the chayis sing to Hashem, means the malachim. Shinema yoimam yitzav Hashem chazdoi uvalaylo shiroimi. At night time they sing to me. Omar Rav Levi kol apoisig medivrei Torah. Whoever stops learning Torah, v'yoisig medivrei sicha, and he's stam in the middle of learning. He takes out time to stam talk, stam shmuz, stam talking. Is machidun loy gachle resamim. They give them a hot cold teat. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hakoytfim maluach alei siach v'shoyresh resamim lachamam." Mash for the cold, the red cold, the hot cold. That's their bread. Amar Rav Lakish, kol oisik b'Torah b'layel. Anybody that learns Torah by night is Hakadosh Baruch Hu moishech olav chut shel chesed b'yom. He'll be zeichet to matano. He'll have a string of chesed through him by daytime. Rashi says that means noisein chino deni abrius. People will like you. People will adore you. People will have, you'll be chain in the eyes of people. Mishum. So where's the question? Shinemar pasuk says no. Pasuk says yoimam yitzav Hashem chazdoi or balayla shirimi. And at night time shirimi means they sing with me. They learn with me. They learn my Torah. My time. What's the reason yoimam yitzav Hashem chazdoi? What's the reason by daytime Hashem will put his Chesed, Mishum de Balayla Shirim Imi, because at night time they learn my Torah. Ikad Yami Sam Sam Resh Lakish, Kol Oisek Batera Bailamazea, who means like this, whoever learns Torah in this world, which is Hadayim Alayla, here it's pretty dark, means we can't see the truth. We do not see the truth so much, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chol of Chut Shah Chesed Bailamabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a Chut of Chesed Bailamabo, Hadayim Alayim. Or Lamabo, that will be clear, and you'll be able to see clearly the emes. Shneimer says, Yoimam Yitzav Hashem Chazdei. That by Yoimam, that's when Hashem will give the Chesed, that goes on Olam Habo. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. My Tzitzit, what the Pasuk say, Vataseh Odom Kidgei Hayom. That Hashem made a person like the fish, Keremesh, that he's crawling around, creeping around. Loi Moshe Boi. There's no ruler amongst them. Is lama nimshlu b'nei adam kidgei hayam? Why is a person daima to the fish? Laimla, come to teach us. Laimaloch. Ma dogim shebiyam. Kivin shalom liyabosha. Miyad nathan. A fish cannot live on the dry land. If he comes up, he's for sure going to die. Is af b'nei adam. Kivin sheparsha midivrei Torah min ha-mitzvahs. A person goes away from learning Torah, from doing the mitzvahs. Miyad nathan. Right away his nisham is called a mace. Right, it's called a living dead person. Miyad mason. Is that why they call it the Yam HaTalmud? Another pshat is, Ma dogim shebiyam, just like the fish in the ocean. Kivon shekidru aleim cham, Hashem brings out the hot sun above them. Miyad mason, right away they'll die. Is kach b'nei adam. Kivon shekidru aleim cham, miyad mason. Hashem brings the sun above us, we'll also die right away. Sister, of course, a little bit of a kasha. What is teaching us? Why is fish any better than a person? Yeah, not sure. He boy say another pshat is, boilam hazeh. One pshat means in this world soon. This world. He boy say boilam abo. What does that mean? He boy say boilam hazeh. This world. That means Hashem will bring out the hot sun and that will harm you. Kid Rabbi Chanina. The young Rabbi Chanina. You should know how koil b'day shemayim. Anything that happens to a person is always b'day shemayim, meaning you can't help yourself too much. It's a gzeirah min hashemayim, chutz excluding mitzinim pachim, from catching a cold or catching a hot spell. That's up to you to watch. It's up to you. If you go out in the cold without a jacket, you're going to catch a cold. If you were to put on a coat, you wouldn't. You go out in the hot boiling sun and get a stroke, it's your fault. Shneimer the pasuk says, tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh. Is shayman avshoy yichak mehem? Who's going to catch a cold or get a heat stroke? That's an ikesh, a fool. But shayman avshoy, somebody that watches himself, yichak mehem, he could refrain from these things. Means you could watch yourself from this. I tell you something. Kol b'nei shemayim means pirish. Kol amoyroi saboyis alod. Anything that happens to a person is midei yom yom b'nei shemayim. All your happenings is b'nei shemayim. Benodim yochol aharchik nashim yom. You can't protect yourself from them. Chutz mitzina pachim. Kor v'choyim, cold and hot, pachim k'miyim. These two things up to a person to watch himself. Right. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Tzinim Tivasodasim. The boy is saying, if you want, the Olam Abo, it means that Hashem will bring out the sun in Olam Abo. Or could Rav Shimon ben Lakish? The Yom Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ain Gehenim Liyasad Lavoi. There's no real fire, Liyasad Lavoi. There's no real Gehenim. What happens? Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Atika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun, the hot sun he brings out. And it's like this. Umakdir, he like shines it, big rays. So Rishoyim Nidoinim Bo. Rishoyim get the punishment from that. And the Tzadikim Misrapoyim Bo. The Tzadikim, they are healed up from the rays of the sun. Now Rishoyim Nidoinim Bo. The Rishoyim get the punishment over there.